I'm sorry about that, guys. Machines, all new machines. I'm sorry about this.
No worries.
Is this okay or not okay?
It's great.
It's great? Okay.
Good to go.
Huh?
Good to go.
Okay, I hope this works. Okay, but stay there. Another shtick over here. Nah, it's not going to be worth it just for this. It's not worth it. All right. I don't know if this was a good idea. We'll try it out. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Prakim Rambam, dedicating this class, Le'ilu Nishmas, Shimsha Nechemia, Olav Hashalom, Ben Yeshua, Karpel, Shlita. We are learning Hilchoy, Sefer Torah, Prakim Ches, Tes, and Yud. Actually, Pedicute will be the conclusion of the entire series of Hilchis Tfilin Umazuzu Sefer Torah. All three Prakim today will be about a Sefer Torah. And the eighth chapter has four halachas, all about the Psuchais and the Sesumais, as explained clearly by the Rambam, what it means. And the Rambam is going to go through the entire Sefer Torah, going through every single of the 669 Parshiyos, letting us know what's the Psucha, which one is the Sesuma, as well as the correct format of the two songs in the Torah, Shiras Hayam and Shiras Hazino. Let's begin. Perik Shmini, Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam. Parsha Psucha. There are two options of a Parsha Psucha. Number one, Im Gomer Be'em Sashita, if the prior Parsha ended in the middle of the line, then Maniach Shara Shita Pana, you leave the remaining of the line empty. U'maschala Parsha Shi Psucha Mitchil Sashita Shnia. Simple. And you begin the new Parsha from the new line, from the beginning of the new line. That if the prior parsha ended in middle, that if you would have wanted to write more, there would have been the space to write at least nine more letters. But if the prior parsha, like we had the picture yesterday from the mezuzah, was taka, did not end at the end of the line, but you did not have the space of nine letters or even more. Oyim gomar b'sefer shita, that happened to be that the prior parsha ended mamish at the end. Maniach shita shniyah b'leksav, according to the Rambam, you would leave an entire line open, an entire line blank. U'maschala parsha psucha mitchilas shita hashlishis. In other words, psucha will always begin from the beginning of a line. Do you have to skip a line or not? That will depend whether you have kerevach tesha oisias blank on the line prior.
And all of this is just about prettiness?
No, it has to be this way. Okay, let me get a quick bikitza. What I was taught is that when Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah on Har Sinai, there were pauses where Moshe Rabbeinu reviewed. Wherever Hashem paused, that's where we have a new parsha. Why are some psuch and one sesuma is a big soid that I don't know? Right, halacha base. The meaning of a parsha sesuma, guys, all of this is shitas Rambam. The Rosh argues with a lot of what we're learning right now. The Rambam holds it. There are three options of a parsha sesuma. Option number one, im gamer be'em sashitam, if you finish the prior parsha middle of the line, maniach levach kishir, you leave this nine letters empty space, umaskel lichtoi besoif hashita teva achas, and you begin on the same line to write at least one word from the new parsha that is the parsha sesuma. That's option number one. Actually, Mansi Yarevach Be'emsa, you will find, and you'd have to leave the nine letters blank in middle. Option number two, V'imlav, V'imla Nishem and Ashita Kedei Laniach Revach Kashir. If you don't have from the prior parsha enough space to leave nine empty spaces, and actually, even if you have nine empty spaces, you have to write on the same line at least one word. Happens to be that some words are two-letter words. Doesn't matter. But you don't have nine empty spaces and space for one word. So then leave the entire line blank. And when you begin the second line, like we saw a picture yesterday from the mezuzah, you don't have to leave nine empty spaces in the beginning because you have it in the line above, but don't begin it from the beginning of the line. I know that Rambam writes the words be'emsa shita shniya. Clearly, all of the noisekelim say be'emsa is lav davka. Not only is it not be'emsa, you don't even need l'Rambam nine letters. Be'emsa means not in the beginning. Not in the beginning. Option number three, the im gomer b'sefer shita, if you mamish finish the prior parsha at the end of the line, maniach mitchila shita shniya b'kishir harevach, then you leave total nine letters empty. Here you have to leave nine because you left nothing on the line above. U'maskel lichtev asesuma me'emsa shita. Here again, me'emsa, you see clearly, the word me'emsa on the Rambam doesn't meet in the middle. Because what did we learn yesterday? You learned that a line should be comprised of enough space to write 30 letters. My friends, nine letters is not the middle of 30. 15 is the middle of 30. It means not from the beginning. Comes out, Parsha Pesucha, Tchilasa, B'tchila, Hashita, Lo'olam. The Pesucha will always begin in the beginning of a line, even though there are two options. There might be a complete blank line, but the Pesucha will begin at the beginning. And the Parsha Sesuma will always begin, Me'emsa means from not the beginning of the line. The Rosh argues, again, just to know the words, the Taz makes a pshara between the Rambam and the Rosh, and the Alter Rebbe argues with the Taz by saying that this pshara, God forbid, can actually be, as we say, kareach mekan v'kareach mekan. Certain compromises means not like the Rambam, not like the Rosh, and therefore, let's go. We who follow the sheet of the Alter Rebbe, when it comes to putting on tefillin, to make sure that it was following the shita of the Alter Rebbe when it comes to psuchos and sesumos. Halacha gimel. Sefer she'eino muga b'mali v'chasim. Mali v'chasim, my friends, is not psucha and sesuma. Is that, like we mentioned, some letters are like vowels. Efshel l'sakne yu lagia k'moshu b'yanu. It could be fixed, as we explained yesterday in Perek Zayin, halacha yud beis, and halacha yud gimel. Avol, im tover avacha parshiyos, what is unfixable? If you did not properly, you know, align the writings, psucha and sesuma, and the person wrote psucha into a sesuma, or the opposite of suma psucha, or you made a new parsha. God never made this into a parsha. You chose to make it either this or that, psucha suma, or shekasav kedarkoi, or you did not give a break where there has to be a break, or when you formatted the writing of both of the songs in the Torah, which is Shira Sayam, and or Shira Sazino, you did not do it properly, then you have to remove the entire column, rewrite the column. The worst case scenario, you get rid of the whole Yiriyah, which you don't have to do. And the maila, at least of the Sefer Torah, is that you can write it Shalei Kedarkoi. So it doesn't matter that you already wrote the following column and the next column. You can go back and fix whatever, which is how we fix today's Sefer Torah. Final halacha dalet. Ulefi shiraisi shibush gadol, says the Rambam, and since I saw big confusion and many mistakes, b'chol ha'svarim shiraisi b'dvar meilu. And guys, let's not forget that the Rambam is of the opinion that ideally you should write your own Sefer Torah. I'm talking to myself. Think about that. We live once, v'mizakt. Chaparain, imagine the experience Ki'ilu Kiblu Mahar Sinai. It's like a big thing. The Rambam wrote a Sefer Torah because according to him, the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, Muhudar, ideally, is not to hire a Sefer, to write it yourself. So the Rambam says, I saw many people making mistakes. Even those who are more knowledgeable, there's arguments amongst them. Everyone is using the Sefer. My Zayder wrote the Sefer. And I know he copied it off. We have different, when it comes to Psuchas and Sesumis, there was a difference of opinions. So what did the Rambam do to fix it? The Rambam paskened how it should be written, and he incorporated in Sefer Yad HaChazaka all of the parshas in the Torah, the Psuchas and the Sesumis. The Isi Lichtoif Heino, called Parshas HaTorah HaSesumis VaPsuchas, and the correct way of formatting both of the songs in the Torah. Everyone should be magia the Sefer Torah from the Sefer Yad HaChazak.
What are you supposed to do with your Sefer Torah?
They have to be going as them.
You put them in here?
You don't put them in there because since they don't have the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, they may not be used to read from them in public.
So you leave them at home.
So you bury them. Sefer Shesamach or the Dvarim Eilu.
Sorry, the one you write.
Oh, the one you, if you were to write it, if it's kosher, then you use it. If you want to leave it in your house. The Sefer Shesamach or the Dvarim Eilu. No, it's according to the Rosh, it's about learning from it. According to the Rambam, it's Pashut HaMitzvah to write it. Oh, so how the Rambam is saying, and where do I get my information from? Why am I so certain that my writing will be correct? There was a sefer that for a while was found in Egypt, and it had not only the Chamisha Chumash Torah, but the entire Tanakh, or the 24 Sfarim, which is the entire Tanakh. This sefer was Yerushalayim, it was in Yerushalayim, and it was used as the source to be Magia many Sifri Torah. Everyone relied on that. I know there's not enough time right now, but after the shiur, it's kedai. You can Google either the Crown of Aleppo or the Bible Codex or the Codex of Aleppo or the Crown of Aram Tzoiva, and you'll find the history of this amazing Tanakh. And it was pashut almost entirely intact until 1947 when there were riots in Syria against the Yidden. And a shul was burnt down, the shul that housed the synagogue of Aleppo had in it this, they called it the crown of the city. And what happened was, is that right now, big part of it is in a museum in Israel. Many people thought that part of it was burnt, and most of us suspect that none of it was burnt. I know that a few years ago, I spoke about it here in the shul, when they found from a taxi driver, he had one page. There are people, there are families that they saved it from the riots, they took it, and we have to simply put it together. And we hope that the entire Sefer is intact. We just have to be Mekabetz Nidchei Yisrael over here. Now, who wrote it? So the Rambam calls him that it was Muga by a Yid called Ben Asher. We know that the actual person who checked it over was a Jew by the name of Anan Ben Moshe. But this was done at the time that Yidden knew from what Shevet they come from. And he came from the tribe of Asher. And he called himself Ben Asher. And Lahoyer Stam, when it comes to the Sfarim, right, Asher, Stam is one of the ways you remember the nine Osius. The Digdeg by Shanim Harbe, and it's not only that he himself kept on checking it over. The Higia Pa'amim Rabbeis, Kamoy Shehetikum. He kept on checking it and fixing all of the nuances. Now, I want the beauty about the Codex, about the how they crowned the Kesev Aram Tzoiva, that's the way Yidden called it, is that it has in it all of the Nekudas and it has in it all of the Talmud. It's not a scroll, it's like a book, but I think it's on parchment and there are designs in it. It's beautiful. Maybe Kevin will find a picture. There's a lot about the Sefer. And the Olaf Samachti the Sefer Atoyre Shekasavti Kel Chasoy. So what are we going to do right now is that I fully believe that when we are to learn the entire Torah in the context of Yidias Kol HaTorah Kula, even if we don't memorize it, we should really be reading all of it. But since we have to daven Shachris before Chatzos, so everyone, including myself, I'm going to be reading all of it together. But I'll read a little bit of it, and the rest of it, we should be mashlam ourselves later. So what the Rambam is doing right now is a few things just from the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. You'll notice that Rambam does not begin with the words Bereishis Bara Elokim, even though it begins in the beginning of the line. The Rambam does not consider the opening pasuk of all and any of the five Chamishei Torah as a opened or a closed parsha, because that's the beginning of a Sefer. So the beginning of a Sefer is a category of its own. So when would you have the beginning? When do you have a first parsha? What the Amoritz will call the second parsha in the Torah. So as you'll see, in the Torah, the first day is not counted. Another detail, whenever you have juxtaposed one to the other, parshiyos that begin with the same words. Like, for example, in the account of creation, every day begins with Vayomer Elokim. So the Rambam cannot write Vayomer Elokim. He writes the next words, Yehi Rakia, to differentiate between Yehi Rakia and Yekabu HaMayim. But what the Rambam will do, okay, just as you once you get that, so you're not going to have the first of every Chumash is Bechlal, not Oilem and Aminyan. And whenever you're going to have parshiyos one after the other, where they begin with Vayemen Hashem, Vayedaber Hashem, he's not going to quote that because he'll be confused. He writes the next unique words. So just to begin reading, Techapsa, Yehira Kiyam, he's going on to say that he's not going all the psuchas and then backwards all the sesumas. He's going one by one by one. Yehira Kiyam, Yukabu Amayim, Yehima Oiris, Yishutsu Amayim, Toysi Oretz, Vayichulu, Elotu Shvayim Oretz, psuchas. Seven, the Rambam, Mamash, everything with numbers. Eloisha Amar, Ulo Adam Amar, Shteim, Sumas. These 11 parashas, sumois. And like this, the Rambam goes through the entire Sefer Bereishis. And I do want to read, I'm going to read it later, Pasha, to read the whole Torah, reading the Rambam. But the Rambam writes at the end, I know for people who have the Chayenos, Dani's not happy. Why is Dani not happy? Okay. Is there a sound issue? Okay. I'm sorry with the Zoom camera. Okay.
No. Everything is good. It's good.
Okay. Minyan ha-psuchais, the total number of psuchais in the Chumash Bereishis is 43. I'm sorry. The number of parshiyais, the sumais, in the entire Chumash of Bereishis is 48. And the Rama makes a sachaka, and the total of parshiyos altogether is 91. Then the Rama begins the Elo Shemois. And here again, you'll see by the book of Shemois, right, that the Rama calls Sefer not Shemois. The Elo Shemois, Sefer Bereishis, the Elo Shemois, the Rama doesn't begin with the opening, the Elo Shemois Bnei Yisrael. Because the Rambam, that's not called a parsha psucha, even though it begins in the beginning of the line, because it's the beginning of a Sefer. The first parsha is Vayakam Alachadosh. And at the end of Elo Shemois, the Rambam writes, Minyan HaPsuchos is 69. The Minyan HaSasumos is 95. Sachakoil of the Elo Shemois is 164. Now, guys, 164 and 91 is 255. We'll add it up. That's where we're up to. Sefer Vayikra, again, Vayikra El Moshe is not written. The Imen Atzoin is the first parsha, which is a parsha Sasuma, which means it does not begin right in the beginning, in the beginning of the line, and at the end of Sefer Vayikra, the Rambam writes that the minyan of parshiyos that are psuchos in the entire Sefer Vayikra is shtayim v'chamishim 52. The number of parshiyos sesumos is 46. Sachakoil is going to be 98. So let's add up together. So when you have 255 and 98, you have 353. The Rambam calls the fourth Sefer Bemidbar Sinai. Stam lohayin. I know it's called Chumash HaPikudim. We call it Bamidbar, but the correct is to call it the way that Rambam calls it. It's called Bamidbar Sinai. And at the end, the Rambam writes that the number of parshiyos pesuchos is 92. The numbers of parshiyos pesumos is 66. The sachakoil of the Sefer Bamidbar Sinai is 158. We were up to 353. Three are Rabbi Chen is here, the math. 353 and 158 were up to 511. Now the final chumash in the Torah, which is called the Eila Hadvarim, beginning with the second, whatever. The Rambam calls it the first parsha of Ayyemer Hashem Eilai. So the minyan of psuchos shall say for Zeh is 34. The minyan of sesumos is 124. Now, what did I say? That I heard that psuchos and sesumos is when Hashem told it to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he taught it to him. That has to be incorporated in that beer over here, because the final chumash, kaviyachul Moshe mepi atzmai omra. It's a repetition of the Torah. And so that's the Stam Lohoyer that sheds insight. It's not so simple to say that Hashem stopped and that's where he made a Chazara. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying this Parsha. Also Lohoyer, that in this Parsha, the difference between Psuchos and Sesumos, the ratio is the most. I'm not saying which one is more. Stam, that there's only 34 of one and there's 124 of this other. Stam. And the total he writes is 158. So Chevra, 511 and 158 totals 669. That's the sum total number. So the Rambam therefore taka writes, me and psucha shekola teirom, the entire psucha is 290. The entire sesumis of the whole Torah is 379. The total of all parshiyos in the Torah is 669. The Rambam continues.
It's really important to the Rambam that we know all these numbers.
The Rambam made everything in numbers because the Rambam felt that when you number things, you remember it. And then when you count it, if you've made a mistake, you'll chop it because of the number won't match.
Right.
The way you learn is through numbers. Like we learned before, if you skip over a parsha, or if you make something that was not a parsha into a parsha, passes the whole Sefer Torah. So count the Sefer Torah that you wrote and make sure it's 669, Numbers help.
Is this halacha, or is this just a good way?
No. That's the way that Rambam learns. You learn Torah. Yeah. Okay. Tzuras, Shiras, Azino. It's interesting. Also, Lohoy, that the Rambam doesn't begin Allah say that everything has a reason. The Rambam here begins with Hazino, not with Shiras Hayam. Maybe because he just left off with the Chumash of Eila Hadvarim. Tzuras, Shiras, Azino, Kol Shita V'Shita Yesh Be'emza Revach Echad Kitzuras HaParshus Asuma. You have to leave a 9-letter break in the middle of every line. And just a lohay, it doesn't have to be exactly 9 letters. In many sifrei Torah, it's more than 9 letters. It means it cannot be less than 9 letters. The nimsa kol shita chalukah l'shtayim. Every line of Azino will be divided into two. The koisven oisam, just like the Rambam by the mezuzah wrote the 22 lines. So here by Hazino, he's writing, you should write it in 70 lines. And now the Rambam is going to write, these are the letters that are in the beginning of every line. The Rambam is beginning not the right side of the line and the left side of the line. The Rambam is going to formulate the whole Shiras Hazino, which are all of these 7 shitas, all the right, just the right, and then the Rambam is going to go through just the left. And I remember clearly hearing Torah how you can tackle learn pshat that way in the whole shita. You can read the whole right column and make it work, and you can then read the whole left column. And I heard Gavaldika Toitis, but in kind of welcome to share at least one, but it works the whole thing. So what's the right line? If people here who have a tikkun, so it's Hazino, Yaroit, is that correct? Hazino, Yarev, Kasi'idim, Ki, Hatsur, Keil, Shichas, Al Hashem, Haloi, Zuchor, Sha'al, Bahanchel, Yatsim, Ki, Yim, Se'eyu, Se'vevenu, Kinesha, Yifres, Hashem, Yakebeo, Vayakineo, Chemas, Bnei, Vedam, Shomanto, Vayinabel, Bisoyev, Yisulikim, Loi, Vatishkach, Mikas, Erobonim, Ki, Asuni, Bigoy, Vatika, Vatelai, Chatsi, Chitzai, Veketev, Im. These are the Rashi tables on the right. And they are in another 70. Ki heimani ki vasoichel aspem mizei v'shem yichutz gam amarti luli pen ki lu echa im ki anovem chamas haloig li ki v'omar ashi yukomo ro ani ve'ein v'amarti v'soiches v'lamasanai v'charpi meroish ki v'chipen.
Yeah,
very good. Now shita sayom kois v'noisa v'shloishim shita. They should be written in a total of 30 lines. However, unlike the shita sazino, this is how you do it. The first line has to be written kedarka. Whoever is having the chayenu, it didn't work the format. You turn your page over and you'll see the first line of Azino of Oz Yashid. Take a look. Is written regular, no breaks in it. That's the first line. All the other lines, this is how it works. Achas manichin beemsa revach echad. The second line, you're gonna have a revach of 9 letters. The other line, and a dramam doesn't mean dafka, which one comes first. It's alternating. One will have one break and one will have 2 breaks. When you have 2 breaks, it's going to come out that line will be divided into 3. The nimsa, the goal that we are looking for is to have revach, keneged haksav, u keneged harevach, v'zuhi tzurasa. So the Rambam Pashut spelled it out. He wrote it out, and you can turn to whoever has the chayenu. You can take a look over here. And you can see how it's like brickwork. So you'll see that wherever you have letters in one line, underneath it and above it, you have an empty space. Oh, says the Rambam like this: Kol ateda kula bein bashiris bein b'sharaksav yischavin sheitiyem ois smucha lachaver to be yosef. Make sure the letters are very close to each other. But don't have them touch one the other. That will invalidate it. But on the other hand, don't make them too distant. The Rambam already wrote this. The space should be kechut ha'sara. And how do you know that? Because you show it to a child that doesn't understand the meaning of the word. So he doesn't use context to right away clarify what it means. He just knows the form of the letters. And when he looks at it, he thinks it's 2 words when it's really 1 word. Then that Torah is pasul ache yisakein. That concludes Perek Hamish Shmini, and now we are going, Chavir, my friends, to Perek Chi. Perek Chi is going to speak about, my friends, the concept of writing a Sefer Torah in the most beautiful way that you could. The focus here won't be about the beautification of the letters, but it's going to be about the entire scroll. And we're going to primarily learn the rule of arkoi kehakefai. The word arkoi means length. When we use the word arkoi, I'm going to say this once, we really mean the height of the Sefer Torah. The word akefai means the circumference, not the diameter. The Rambam is going to write that the ideal height of a Sefer Torah is 6 tefachim. This is really very much connected to the size of the luchis, even though the Rambam doesn't write it, so explain the commentators. The luchis were actually a cube when you put both of them together, right? 6 by 6 by 6. But let's go to a Sefer Torah. You have a scroll. If the height, which he calls the length of every parchment, is going to be 6 tefachim, we want to aim that when we finish writing the entire Sefer Torah, if it would be rolled in one roll, not the way we have it in the Aron HaKodesh, 2 Eitz HaChaim, without any sticks, just rolling it within each other, the circumference should be 6 tefachim. So just to say, you take a material that doesn't stretch. The Rambam speaks about taking a silk thread. Today it can be a measuring stick and wrap it around the circumference. And when you open it up, it should be 6. So it's 6 by 6. This is not ma'akev, but this is part of what the Rambam wrote, that you write it, the ksiv of Sefer Torah should be na'ah b'yoseh, it should be very beautiful. This is part of the beautification of a Sefer Torah. And the Rambam here also will technically tell us how you do that. Because every type of parchment has a different amount of thickness. You have a gvil, you have a klaf. How do you chap? Now, one thing, the Rambam will give a formula, but you'll have to know some information about the whole Sefer Torah in your head to use this formula. But knowing some knowledge, using this formula, everyone will hit the arkoi ke'akefi. Perek Shias 15 halachas, let's begin. Ein ois halacha alef. Ein ois in Sefer Torah. We aim not to make the height bigger than the entire circumference, nor do we want for the end, for the circumference to be greater than the height. Now, how much should we make a Sefer Torah in its arkoi and chevra? Nothing here is ma'akev. We know many small Sefer Torah. The Melech, who always carried a Sefer Torah with him, L'chayda did not have a Sefer Torah that had 6 tefachim. Our Sefer Torah and the Aron Kodesh have 6 tefachim. You think it's more because the Eitz HaChaim protrudes from the top, it protrudes from the bottom, then you put a crown on top. We know that every Sefer Torah, well, the amazing stories about that Sefer Torah, how they went through Mesiras Nefesh Yidden over there in the gulags in Russia. But if you make a Sefer Torah beautiful, then you should l'chatchila aim for that 6 tefachim. So Bagvil, if you're making it out of Gvil, which is very thick, so then you make it 6 tefachim. Just to know, I'll say this once. There's a machlekes, how much is a tefach? It's anywhere between 21 and 26 inches. Nothing wrong to approximate 24 inches.
Because that's an amah. No, not one tefach. That's 6 tefachim, right?
6 tefachim, yeah.
You said one tefach, sorry.
24 finger breadths, and I'm going to go generally a finger breadth, which is the width of a thumb, is 1 inch, even though it's not exactly, it's between 21 and 26. Shem arba ve'esrim etzboiz v'rechav agudu sholiyah. Now, ubeklav, see the challenge is like this, when you're using gevil, we already explained gevil is the hide that was not split into two, so it's thicker. So it has everything to do with the thickness of every page, because you want to get to the circumference, should be the same amount. When you're using klav, klav is much skinnier. Now, you can really modify it by making the letters bigger, by making the letters smaller. Ein hachanami. But when the Rambam, who said before that you write a Sefer Torah on the Gvil, I'm assuming that Rambam's Sefer Torah was written himself on Gvil. That's what he writes the Chatchila to do it. That's where it's the easiest to hit it with the normal, regular size letters. The moment you're using klav, you can go less, you can go more. The ikir is that even if gvil, if you made it shorter than 6 tefachim, but then you made the letters smaller, right? Because if you would make the letters average, you would need to have more letters or more yediyos, right? More parchments, and then the hekif would be bigger than the arkoi. Or if you made the height of every parchment more than 6 and you made the ksav bigger, that's fine. In other words, he's writing 6. Again, I think it's connected to the luchis. That's what I remember hearing. The luchis were 6 tefachim. But the ikid of the beautification is that the arkoi kekefai, that is the mitzvah, halacha base. Shira gilim l'mato. Now remember like this. When you take a parchment First of all, every parchment is going to have various columns. We already said the word daf means a column. He's going to write the minimum and the maximum columns, ideal. When you write a column, you have to leave a margin on the top and the bottom. The Rambam is, for some reason, beginning with the bottom. The margin in the bottom has to be 4 finger breadths. Let's go 4 inches, approximately. And above, 3. The chain, obeying daf le daf in between every column, you want to have the width of 2 finger breadths. Therefore, tzarech sheniach b'tchilas kol yediyah. Ubasoifa, right, you're going to be putting different yediyahs together. You're putting different parchments together. So you have to sew them. So since you have to have between every column 2 finger breadths, even when one column is on the last one of one yediyah and the other column will be the first of the other one, you want to have the same two. It should be symmetric. You have to know how much parchment do you need for the sewing. Everyone has their own amount. It's more or less the same. So you have to make sure that the amount that you need for the sewing plus 1 finger breadth on one. The other one should have, in the beginning of it, the amount that you need for the sewing, which will be covered over, and one. So when you sew them together, there should always be the two. And tefira, the Rambam doesn't give an amount because everyone, you know, uses a little bit of a different amount of parchment for the sewing area. What we're aiming for is that shenimsa, that kisha yispoir hayiriyah, when you will sew it, even though you went from parchment to parchment, it's going to be the same 2 etzbois. Yibin kaldaf adaf, b'chol ha-sefer kula, 2 etzbois. And aside of that, the aniyach min ha-oid v'tchilas ha-sefer kubu seifai, you also have to have extra parchment, kedei ligloil al ha-amud, to have something to roll around. The amud is what we call the etz ha-chaim, or the atzei ha-chaim, and the Rambam is going to actually write later how much space he left for his sefer type. The chol hashiurim ha'elu, everything we're learning now is lemitzvah, which is ideal. It's the most proper manner. But when it comes to a halacha test, a hekeifoi or kekeifoi, v'm chisad oy hoisin loy pasal. Now that Rambam is giving people practical advice, technical advice, how to achieve this goal. Ketzad yischavin adam atchiyasa sefer shi'or kekeifoi. The Rambam writes the steps. First of all, maschil u'merabeya ha'oides b'shava. You're going to start making parchment. Again, just quoting Gedoyla Mar, Kama Gedoyla Masad Abchir. Abchir made parchment. Mustama the Rama made the parchment. It's a mitzvah. That means he was the one, he skinned the animal and he tanned it. And another Nukuda, just a chap over here. It's worthwhile. It takes a while to chap it. When the Rama writes the word Roichav, Roichav here means when you cut the hide, what is then the width will turn into your height. The Rama never spoke about the width until now, and he's going to speak about it later when it comes to how many columns. Why should the width be 6 tvachim? Because when you are cutting the hide in the tannery, what you cut as the width, you will then turn, and that's going to become the height. Everything will fit now. Make sure that every single piece of parchment has the same size. Okay, now there's a certain amount of approximation that you're going to have to do. It's like first you're going to cut the amount that you think you need to write a whole sefer to. Take all of the blank parchments. Right, that's 6 tvachim. You take all of the blank parchments and roll them together. But you, before beginning to write, take these 6 tvachim roicha, which now becomes the height, roll them together, and first hit the circumference like the height. Like this, you'll know I have to finish the whole sefer Torah in here. You're beginning backwards. Then I'll say it by heart. It's very simple. Then you begin to experiment by writing a column, and then you have to know by heart how many columns of this do you need in the Torah? And will they fit in, or do you have to make the letters bigger or the letters smaller? No, the goal is to figure out the size of the letters, the way you write, and cheshbin, that all of that should fit into this. First you make the hekefer ka'erkei. It's not like you're building the Brooklyn Bridge from both sides. Will they align or not? You muzzle. You make the hekefer ka'erkei, and now you have to accordingly fit your size letters. Make one coil that's very tight. Even though the truth is, my friends, the Sefer Torah will never be on one Eitz HaChaim, but this Hekefoi Ka'arkoi is when it's rolled around itself. Keep on adding, keep on winding. Until you hit the width, the entire circumference, not diameter, the circumference should be the same amount of the height. How do you know that? So another technical thing that Rambam, we'll see this in other areas, silk, even though shani means red, whenever we speak about shani over here, it means silk. Bechut Shal Shani, and silk does not stretch in comparison to the other wool types of threads that they had. So like this, when you wrap the silk cord around the hekev and you open it up, that's the circumference. And you want it to be exactly the height of the parchments. Shiyakif alakana. Now begin experimenting. Then Rambam says, make a ruler. You make your own ruler. Because when you want to experiment, you don't want to be just a little bit bigger, a little bit smaller. How much smaller? So he's describing making a measuring stick. Take a kana. 40, 50, what's that called? Make a yard. Macha yard. Right? It's 40. Yard. Huh? Make a yardstick. That's what I meant. Mamush. The chalaka etzba mehem. Bakona l'shaim l'shoish l'arba chalak. Kedei li'eva b'shir chatzi etzba revi etzba. No, don't only make a little mark on this stick. Every etzba, which will be today the inch, but then make every half an inch, every quarter inch, every eighth of the inch. It's mamush a yardstick. Begin with how many finger breaths does your height have? You want to know the height, which is the length. You want to know exactly how much it is. Because in this, like we mentioned before, you're leaving, I think it was 4 in the bottom, right? And 3 empty in the top. Then there's going to be the 2 in between each columns. Now begin making the columns. Now you begin to experiment. Don't use this. Don't touch these. Don't begin writing until you've got exactly the size of your letters. But take other parchments that have exactly this size. How many do you take that Amam held that after 2 or 3 parchments, you'll get it right? That Amam was very intelligent. Maybe people like us need to have more than that. Say them. I want to tell you that right now, all this was done for us because, like I mentioned, every Sefer Torah is the same. And everyone copies the same size letters, so they don't have to do this. But in the beginning, that's how they did it. So you take 2 or 3 other parchments, leave the mehem shir aksaf to make sure you get the right size of your writings. And you write an entire column. Now the Rambam writes, we know that the length of a daf is going to be 17 etzvos. Guys, why is that? The Rambam already said. Because if you have to leave in the margin 7 empty, 4 in the bottom and the top, so how many etzvos do you have left? You have 17. 17 and 7 is 24, right? That's what we're saying. We're saying that the height is 24 etzvos. But how wide will every column be? That's up to you. What did we say yesterday? 30 letters, but how big is the letter? So every one will have a different size column. And that will affect, will you finish that entire coil or will you not finish it? If you won't finish it, you're going to have to write bigger letters. Pasha. Another detail, we learned that where can we vary? Where is there room to maneuver? It's not just the thickness of the letters, because the thickness of the letters affect the height of the letters. That Amam already wrote that in every daf, you're going to have between 48 and 60 lines. In the 17 etzvos, that will depend on the size. And we're not giving it exact. We cannot give an exact number. You have 48, 60. Why not give an exact number? Because if you're using klaf, you're using gevil, all that will affect it. Was if the parchment is thicker, then it takes less rolls to come to the same height. So therefore, if it's less, your letters will have to be smaller. If your letters are smaller, you're going to have more lines. If the parchment is skinnier, then you're going to need more parchments to get hekefer kiyarkoi. So your letters will have to be not only wider, but bigger. Then you'll have less lines. That's the difference.
Back then, when you made the parchments, now the machines probably doesn't work. How does it? Each piece the same thing.
So more or less. In other words, you make it. It's more or less the same. But it doesn't matter, because the goal will be is that you know how many parchments you have. Right. It's all blank. You have to know your size writing. You know how many columns will you need to finish the Sefer Torah. The Rambam doesn't give that number, because there isn't a standard amount of columns, because it has to do with your letters. If you're putting 48 lines or you're putting 60 lines. But that cheshbon you have to do on your own. The Chachma of the Rambam is that he's telling you, first get all the parchments, then trial, and then you approximate for this type of writing, for this, I will finish it at the end, not before, not later. If I'm writing it too big, I'm going to need more parchments. If I'm writing it too little, I won't finish until the end. Okay, you got it. The number of lines will depend. After you write one column, now begin measuring. and you measure hadaf betzvoy sakana, because the modification, my friend, sometimes will be a half an etzba, sometimes the modification will be an eighth of an etzba, but here he wants you to use a yardstick. It should be exactly. Don't forget, he says, to add between every column, there's going to be two fingers. The Yachshiv, and now you have to Cheshbin. Today you have computers, then you needed the Rambam. Now, this Cheshbin is tough. Today, Taka, a computer does it very quick. Computer will tell you, you got to make every letter face a millimeter bigger. According to the size of your letters, how much will you need to use all of the parchments up? Alright. If you already got it right, good for you. But if there's going to be too many columns, in other words, you'll have empty columns to finish the whole thing. Then you have to adjust. You have to make your ksav a little bit bigger. Yarchav ksav achis might be an adaf, and then do it again. Make another column. In other words, you're going to be going through a couple of columns. Don't write a line. Don't write an entire column. That's the only way to do it. And then you see how many psukim went in there. You know the length of the Torah. The parshas psuchas and sesumais are also part of the cheshbon, because you have the numbers of letters that are empty, and sometimes it's a line. All of that, that's why this comes at the end. After you know how to write it with all of the dinim, now cheshbon. Then what happens if you're going to need more columns. But if you're going to add more columns, then the hekev is going to be more than the oirach. Then you have to minimize. You might aksav. Keep on making columns. Write a column. Until you come to the right. No, this size will go exactly until the end. Since you know the width of every daf, of your column, and you know the size of your letter, has to do with the width of the daf, the size of the letter, then you can begin writing. Now that you know the size, because guys, the size has to do, when you make sirtut, you have to know how wide to make the sirtut, how much space between one sirtut and the other. So first get the right size. You get your, how many, the width. Now begin to be mesarte. What happens if you're going to have three or four finger breadths at the end of a parchment? Now, what's the problem with that? The problem with that is that you cannot fit another column in there. So, yaniach mimenu reichav etzba k'tei tvina. What you do is, you don't even worry about it now. You add, if there's no more room for another column in this blank parchment, you know, now that you know how wide every line of yours will be, all you need to do now is add the finger, add the amount that you need for the sewing, and cut off the rest. So when you prepare your Sefer Torah prior to beginning, you're going to be cutting off a lot. But don't worry about it, because whatever you cut off here, you're going to add later with new yiriyos. And it's going to come to the same thing at the end. The yakutz ashar ve'al yochush. Don't be afraid. Oy gaval. I got it now. The coil is exactly a kefir ka'arkai. If I'm going to start cutting off, doesn't matter. Now that you made the cheshbon backwards and you know the size of the letters and the height of the lines and how many lines you're going to have in every column, it will, according to your writing, now you don't have to worry about cutting things off. Now prepare the yiriyos. Because whatever you're cutting off here, you'll have to add at the end. You're going to have to add it later. So you're going to end up with the same. The only beauty now is that you're going to fit all of your columns in the yiriyos. Now you're going to start customizing what we call the reichav of the yiriyos. So all of these things are prepared prior to writing. And you already know you have that projection that when you're going to come to the end of this yiriyah, it's going to finish. You're going to finish at the end of the column, and you're going to have only the one etzba vacuum plus the amount you need for the sewing. Don't worry about this. The writing will cause, ultimately at the end, for you to have the right amount of columns, because once you know how many columns you need to finish up this type of klaf, now you're good. I don't mind losing some of these parchments. You're right, as long as the ones that you replace them with are more or less the same, and they're more or less the same. Gevil is gevil, and klaf is klaf. The Rambam writes, the same cheshbon is going to be done if for whatever reason, see here again, the Rambam writes about the Reichav HaSefer. Reichav HaSefer, what it means is, like I told you, Reichav HaSefer means the Reichav of the parchment in the tannery will become the height in the Sefer Torah. And so if you want to make it bigger or smaller, doesn't matter, do the same cheshbon. Whatever size you're going to make, get blank yiriyos, coil them together, first get hekefer kiyorka. Then experiment by writing columns. Hold off. Then you have to, that's the part that the Rambam can describe. Cheshbin, how many of these dafim will you need to come to the end? Will it fit? Will it not fit? Okay. The Rambam writes, don't make a mistake in the cheshbin, because like we mentioned, there's this approximation, this projection is something that you still have to have your own seichel. The Rambam can't help you. A cup can nisha rufstel. Halacha 9. When we speak about the width of a finger breadth, whenever we speak about an etzba, who etzba gudul abeinani, it's an average size thumb. And if you want to put it into another part of nature, it's the width of seven barley corns when they are placed one next to the other, but very cramped. Or if you take two barley corns and place them length to length, but the harchavadik, that's the width of a benini gudel. Tefach, that we speak about the cholmakim, it's four of such its boys. That's what we said. And every amma is six tefach. Okay. Halacha yud. Sefer Torah shekha safti anin. The Rambam says, I wrote a Sefer Torah. Roichav kol dafu daf midaf of arbetz boys. So here, first of all, it's interesting. The Rambam is writing how wide, he's not speaking about the yiriyah. The Rambam for sure did it six. In his writing, according to the thickness of his parchment, it worked out that every column was for its boys. Now, by the way, when you hear this, you can know the size of the letters, because the Rambam already wrote that we write on every line 30. It doesn't have to be 30, because there can be blank spaces. Enough space to write 30 letters. So, Arba'etz voice. And Shiras Hayam, Shiras Hazinu, Vir Rechav Koladaf Mishteim, was Sheish Etz voice. Uminyan Hashitim Shabacholdaf Adaf. Now that we have the six Tfachim, we have the 24 its boys. So according to this, it's going to be achas v'chamishim. And again, the Rambam tells you that it can vary between, he said 48 and 60. By him, it came out that how many lines do you have in every column? And the Rambam, Sefer Torah, 51. Uminyan hadafim shekol ha-sefer, how many columns did the Rambam end up with? Masayim v'shisha v'esrim daf, 226 columns. And the oirach kol ha-sefer, if you were to measure, the oirach kol ha-sefer means what we would call the width, going back to the columns, to the yiriyos, roich of oirach. For elef u'sholosh meis v'shishim u'shesh etz boys bekiruv. Now the Rambam says, if someone is going to actually confirm this, he's going to see that it's not true. That the Rambam has six extra fingers. Based on everything that Rambam said, he should not have ended up with 1366. Should have ended up with 1360. But you needed another six, because what the Rambam didn't specify until now is how many finger breaths do you need to wrap around the Eitz HaChaim. The Elu, Hashesh, its voice, how you say it is, Bacheshvain, Lagil Yishubitchilas Levesayfai. It's the use for the margin in the beginning and at the end. It's the beginning has a margin, the width, and the end has a margin. The Ha'oida Shekosavnu Behem were made out of ram skins. The Rambam says that if you're trying to do what I did, you can be off by two or three columns, and it won't change the hekedefoy karkai. The whole pedic is to make the total circumference like the height. Few columns, taka won't make a difference. Or yes, daf, or shnayim shalosh, more or less. Like tiga, it won't make a difference. It's not going to take away this hidur. You don't even have to cheshbon. Halacha yud base. Ain oisim by dia pochas mishloisha dafim. Now let's go. Don't make in one piece of parchment less than three columns. Don't make more than eight. And if now this is nature, what happens if you have one that you on it you can fit nine? The Rambam says, don't use that, cut it off. Don't worry about it. You made the cheshbon by making the koil. Whatever you'll cut off now, you'll have to add the exact amount later. Won't matter. So cut it in the middle. Here he's writing, cut it in the middle. Because since the minimum is three, nine, if you divide nine in middle, both of them are usable. One will have four, one will have five. That we want to have that minimum amount that's in the beginning or at the end, or in the beginning in the middle. When it comes to the end, the Rambam is gavaldik. Comes to the end, maybe you're only going to have one column left. Can't say what you do, rewrite the whole Sefer Torah. But at the end of the Sefer Torah, even one pasuk, v'daf echad, oisin oisim daf levade, v'tefin oisa yimshar hayiri ois. You can do that, because it came out that way. And the Rambam said it himself, but even if you're going to use his cheshbonis, you're going to be off three or four columns when it comes to the totality of the Sefer Torah, because in the millimeters, a letter bigger or smaller will make that difference. It could be it's going to come out by you that at the end, you're only going to have one column left. What should you do? So then you're going to add a yiriya only for one column. Halacha yud gimel. K'shatoifrim ha-yiriyas, when you sew the parchments together, ain't toifrim oisim ela begidim, sinews of behemoth mechaya tohoido, even if they themselves were not slaughtered, they are nebelos of trebesh alehem, which is mamash kederach shatoifrim ha-satvilim. Rambam says, you should know this, that you have to sew it with sinews. Adover ezeh lochel meishu misinai. Lefik achim tefarin shulei begidim, if you didn't sew it together with these sinews, oi begidim behemoth temeya, even post facto, that's not a hidur mitzvah, it's not a hekefer ka-argoy. It's possible. The beauty is it's relatively easy to fix. Even I can fix it, because then you just have to undo the old string. When you sew it, when you sew the height of the, you don't begin on the top. When you're sewing two pieces of parchment together, if you were to sew top and bottom, it's going to be so tight that when you put pressure, it might rip open, leaving a little bit open in the top and in the bottom. Fakert, you know, rach kekana, not kosher, like a cedar. You're allowing it to be more malleable. Elamaniach mat milamayla mat mat beloy tefira kadesh loy tikar ayiri beemtsiyasa kashi yiglol oisa. The oisin loy, you also have to make shnei amudim shel eitz, two dafke wooden poles. We mentioned that al pi kabbalah, even the ink has to come from a tree product or something about trees. Which is why you'll never even be able to measure in the shul whether it's arkoy kakefoy, which is a good thing. So when you buy today sefer Torah, you can't even criticize the sefer. You don't know what you're doing. You'll never know. You don't know, because then the thickness of the wood, if you don't know, unless you take out the atzei chaim and you roll it all together, you cannot verify that. Yeah, but they shouldn't ship it to people that learn the Rambam, because then we're gonna measure it. The toifer ha'oil sheshir b'tchilosu b'seif alamudim egidin. Now, how do you sew the parchment on these atzei hachayim also with sinews? Kadesh yeniglal aleihem. Then you wrap. In other words, it's sewed on, and then the whole thing is wound around the atzei hachayim. The yarchik bein ha'amudim v'aksav shebadav, and some space should be left between the Atzei Achayim and the beginning of your columns. Final halacha tes vav. Sefer Torah shenikra boy yiriya b'soich shtei shitois. The way I understand it is that it tore down the length, but it tore in between two lines, obviously in between letters. So tore down or torn up. The tear is lengthwise, but it went into the lines. So if it's only in between two lines, then you can sew it up. If it's in between three lines, you may not sew it up. Let's clarify this. That if it's three, you cannot. It's only if the Sefer Torah is old. The definition of old there is that when the parchments are relatively young, you can tell that they were treated with this efforts, with this walnut juice. And therefore, if it rips, all you see is a tear. A tear is not really a problem. The reason why if it's the tear is too long, it's not good, that's because it could give the appearance that it is because of the age of the parchment that it's starting to tear apart. Like when things begin to rot, it begins to tear up, and that's already not nice. So if you can see the gulnut, no one is going to think it's machmas rikoven. It can be even more. But now that you can't see the gulnut, So it has the bad appear. Avalam nikra gvil shu afu then toifer even kara that goes into three lines. V'chein bein daf lo daf, if the tear did not go inside a column, it went in between columns. Or ubein teva la teva, right? Imamish in between letters. It doesn't matter. It's about the length of two shitas good, three shitas not. V'chol akroim, if it did tear and you could sew it up, also ein teifer noisim elo v'gidim, the same type of gidim that you use. That will be the same type of string that you'll use to tie, to amend the scroll. Make sure that even though we tolerate a certain height of the, or the length of the tier, that it should not have gone through a letter proper, or it did not even change the form of the letter. That's a whole different parsha that will invalidate, and that can be fixed by fixing up the letter. Final Pedic today, Pedic Hasidi. Pedic Hasidi has 11 halachas. Now we're going to learn. This is the final payday. The Rambam is going to make a sachak, a sikkim, always with numbers. There are 20 factors that invalidate a Sefer Torah, and he's going to conclude about the great Kedusha of the Sefer Torah and the need of designating a makoim for the Sefer Torah, and any place that's being meshamesh, the Sefer Torah has the status of Tashmishei Kedusha. Tashmishei Kedusha are so holy that when they are no longer usable, they have to be buried, unlike Tashmishei Mitzvah that can be thrown away. Let's go, Perek Asiri. Again, 11 halachas, beginning with halacha. Putting all the halachas together, Nimtzei Solameid, my friends, is not only from the first chapter we learned yesterday, which is Perek Zayin, and today's three Perakim, or Zayin Chestes. The Nimtzei Solameid is from Perek Aleph, because the Rambam mentioned certain dinim in the beginning. We're going to take dinim that we learned when we wrote about writing the tefillin. It comes out that all together, She'esrim devarim hein, She'bechol echad mehem, any one of the above is not met, the Sefer Torah is possible. All of them are essential. And what happens if that happened? Indeed, the Shmuel, you asked that. Well, possible means it does not have the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah. But on the other hand, it's God's words written. So they have the status of a Chumash that is used to teach Tinoikis. The Ein Boy Kedusha Sefer Torah. And the most important Nafkamina will be the Ein Koinim Boy Barabim. When it comes, let's say, to Geniza, even a Chumash, even today, even they are printed, you have to be Gleinez it, you can't throw it out. Anything that's used for the writings of Tanakh is called Tashmishei Kedusha. Anything else that's used for a mitzvah is called Tashmishei Mitzvah, a simple klal. Now, when you speak about something in service of Tanakh, there are many steps. You know, you have the Aron HaKodesh, Tashmishei Kedusha, but then you have the floor under the Aron HaKodesh. Like there's going to be a point, as we'll see later, that it's servicing something else that's servicing something else that's servicing the Sefer Torah. It will no longer have the status of Tashmishei Kedusha. Okay. Now, the Elohim here, the Gavaldik, here the 20. Number one, in Nichtav al Oir Behema Tameya. The parchment cannot be from a non-kosher animal species. Halacha number two, She Nichtav al Oir Behema Tohoira, but it was not processed. It must be. Now, by the way, this is for the Sefer Torah. This is for halacha tree. Shoyim u'ubad, shaloy l'shem sefer Torah. Even if it was processed, it has to be done l'shem sefer Torah. Halacha number four. Shenichtav shaloy b'rakim k'siva. What does it mean shaloy b'rakim k'siva? If you're using the gvil, which is the totality of the parchment, right? You have to write it b'makam aseir. If you wrote it b'makam abasa, it's invalid.
What does shenichtav u'ubad mean again? Sorry to interrupt. She'enim u'ubad. It's not processed.
It's tanned. It has to be tanned. If not, the Zuam are still in it. Okay, about Ibn Dalit. So if you're using a veil, so one thing is clear, guys, you may never write the words of Stam on the place of the hide that was physically touching the flesh. So if you have one thickness, you have to write it to Makam Aseir. But if you're using the cloth, the beauty of the cloth is the upper layer. So you don't want to write it to Makam Aseir. You want to write it with the place that was facing the flesh. You can write it there because it's not duchsustos, because it wasn't physically laying on the flesh. So it's possible if you wrote a b'makam aseir. Halacha hey. Now, by the way, the Rambam doesn't write duchsustos because the Sefer Torah may not be written on duchsustos. Either gevil or klaf, you have to write it on the right side. Halacha five, fifth rule. Shenichtav miksasi ala gevil miksasi ala klaf. You're not allowed to do that. You have to be consistent. The entire Sefer Torah has to be written on the same type of parchment. Six, if you wrote the Sefer Torah on Duchsustos, even if it's all on Duchsustos, which is the bottom part of the half, the one that was actually laying on the flesh, even though they're not the mezuzah, they would write on the Duchsustos, but now, by the mezuzah, shalei b'makam abasa. was that part that was touching flesh may never be used. Halacha 7, shenichtav b'loy sirtut. You didn't make this a ruled or indentation. 8, shenichtav b'loy shachar ha'emid. You need to have black ink that remains without fading. Ideally, we learn it should be a black ink that remains without fading, but it's erasable. That was the ideal. The other options, they're good. They're black. They don't fade, but you can't erase them. The problem is that if it becomes invalid, whoop, you're stuck at checkmate. You can't fix it. Halacha test, shenichtav b'shar l'shoinas. Even though the Rambam theoretically already said that you could write the Sefer Torah, Ezra allowed the Sefer Torah to be written in the original Lashon Yevanis, but since Lashon Yevanis nowadays got completely lost, now you can make this blanket statement. The only language is the Holy Tongue. 10, Shekasavim Min, if it was written by a non-believer or other similar, as we learned above, Bishar Psulim, Halacha Yudalev, Shekasav Askaris V'lei Kavana, when you wrote God's holy names, you did not write it with the Kavana, L'shem Kedushas Hashem, Yud Beis, Shekhisa, even one letter. Yud Gimel, Shoysel Afil Oysachas. Yud Dalet, Shenaga Ois Bois. Tezvav, Shenifshad Atzuras Oysachas. It was written properly, but now one form of the letter got ruined or got distorted. Ad, either you can't read it altogether, or, you know, the Vav looks like the Yud now. Right? Bein Be'ikir Aksiva, whether to begin with the Sefer wrote it bad, or because it got perforated, or because it got torn, or because erased, doesn't matter. Right now, even one letter is confused with another letter. Halacha 16, Shehirchik or Shehikriv bein ois lois, achatira, either one word looks like two words, or two words looks like one word. 17, Sheshinas, Sheshina Tzuras HaParshis, which is the first pedik we learned today, pedik ches, that you made a psucha into a sasuma, or sasuma into a psucha. Yudches, that when you wrote the two songs, you did not write them the way that Rambam described. Sheshina Suras Hashiras. 19, Shekasav Bishor Aksav Keshira, that you wrote any other part of the Torah the way you write these two melodies. And the final, Shetofar Hayiriyos Belegidei Tehoida, that you sewed them together using sinews, but from a non-kosher animal species. And the big hasha is that there was another halacha that Rambam didn't write, and that is that Hashem Hashem may not be put on the margin, and there's a lot... We learned about what could be put on the margin. The name of God may not be put on the margin. That's the big question. Why didn't the Rambam count that? Especially when you give a number, you have to write all of the din. Okay. Shoravar la mitzvah v'loyla akeid halacha two. Sefer Torah kasher. Once you have a Sefer Torah, so now let's go with the kavod that we afforded. Noyhagin boy kedusha yaseid of a kavod gadol. One way of expressing that is va'aser la'adam limkar Sefer Torah. We're not speaking at my friends about the Sefer who sells the Sefer Torah for his livelihood. That's not disrespectful. He wrote it for Yidden to buy it, for people to do their mitzvah. According to the Rambam, every Jew has to buy their own Sefer Torah. No. When you bought your Sefer Torah, you may not sell it. Even if you don't have what to eat. And even if you have many other Sefer Torah. And even if you're selling an old one to buy a new one. Number one, learning Torah with its money means that while you're designating your year or two or 10 or 50 learning 24/7, how will you have parnasa? That's the pshat. You're being mispanis yourself from the money of the sale while you're learning Torah the whole time. And number two, sheyisa isha b'damav, to be able to get married. Because of that nekuda. And this is even if it's second marriage. And this is, according to the Rebbe, even if you fulfilled your mitzvah pruravu. Because the Rambam holds, the Rebbe explains that if a person already had a son and a daughter, and even in a new marriage, having more children is part of the mitzvah pruravu. And that is done by marriage. However, a person cannot say, listen, I have a nice car, but I'm going to sell the Sefer Torah because I'm going to learn for a year. No, if you sell something else, if you have nothing else to sell, then you can sell the Sefer Torah. Halacha 3, Sefer Torah Shembala. It got worn out or it became disqualified. You know, it's when it comes to a point that it's unfixable. So the din is, we said, Gneza. Now we'll describe what that means. And all of this is because of the covet gadol that we have to be noyig in a Sefer Torah. That noyistin loy b'chlei cheres, you put it in an earthenware container. In other words, it's done like that way, so it should be preserved longer. The koivet and oisai knows, unlike a human body, we want for the body to decompose the sooner the better naturally. When you bury a Sefer Torah, you put it in the klei cheres. If you remember the parsha of shtoris that Rambam quoted the pasuk, right? We just read the Haftorah that before a Golos buys Rishon, new transactions, either is going to be Golos, document the sales and put it in a clay chedes and bury it, it's going to be preserved. And where do you bury it? Eitz al tamid ha-chachanim, the zuhi g'nisase. And then I'm a maritza gavaldi kadim. Mit b'chay svarim shabalo, what we call the mantalach, which is the cloth material that you put directly above a Sefer Torah, that is called tashmishe kedusha, that also needs g'nisa. So just like you try to bury it near a Talmud Chacham, the Torah itself, what do you do with that? Oisin oison tachrichim l'meis mitzvah. You use it for tachrichim l'meis mitzvah, v'zuhi g'niz oson. Halacha dalet. All right. Tik, shuhuchim l'sefer Torah v'honach boy. Tik is what the Sfardim have. They have this beautiful box, whether it's a wooden box, whether it's a silver metal box, or by Ashkenazim, the mitbuchais, or and the ark, the Aron HaKodesh, and or v'hamigdol shamarichem v'yasefer. I'm saying Aron and Migdol because, as we learned before, that Amam had the Hechel, he had the Teva, was any type of closet which is designated for the storing of the Sefer Torah. Afal pisha Sefer b'teichati, even though that the Sefer Torah is not directly in it, especially by the Sfardim, the Sefer Torah is in its standalone box, but it's still called Tashmisha Kedusha. No, that's like we spoke out before, that everything, you can say the whole world is Tashmisha Kedusha. And there's a truth to that, but halachically, it has to be near. It can't be too many steps behind. The chena kisei, the chair, shuhucham laniachal of Sefer Torah, a chair that was designated to place a Sefer Torah in it. In other words, when you take up two Sefer Torah by the Sfardim, right, reading to read, and you only read one, I don't know if someone sits and holds it. It's very heavy. So there was a chair designated, you place it on it. Designated and used. Remember before we learned about the tick of the tefillin. Designated, hachana milsa, plus used. They have the status of Tashmishe Kedushain, and therefore, unlike Tashmishe Mitzvah, ooh, when they are unusable, you're not allowed to throw them out. You have to use them, if they are unusable, or if they're because they got worn out, or because they broke, they have to have Geniza, same thing, they have to be buried. Avala Bima is, how far do you go? Now, what Bima? We're not, the Rambam doesn't use the word Bima to what we call Bima. Our bima is tashmishe kedusha. Our bima is tashmishe kedusha. You put the Sefer Torah on it. Bima means the platform that they would have the shliach tzibur standing on, holding a sefer. Not when he daven b'makim namach. It was a place he stood on as a platform. And the luchos that are written for children to learn. Many are of the opinion that the luchos is what we call noyei aron kodesh. In our shul, we have luchos with Rashi's letters, dafke, with Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei. And in those days, some people would teach children from that noyei. And even though it's attached to the Aron HaKodesh, and other parts of the Aron HaKodesh, like the Poroiches, is Tashmishe Kedusha? Not that. Eivam Kedusha. The chen, the remoinim, the pomegranates, which are made out of silver, made out of gold. Today we have crowns also. By the way, the v'chein is not like the luchos. This is already directly on the Sefer Torah. This is that they are tashmisha kedusha, right? Tashmisha kedusha. You can't use it for anything else. However, unlike the Sefer Torah proper, that can only be sold either to learn Torah or to marry, this could be sold. And as we learned already in the previous series, Milan Bakoidish, and the Milan Bakoidish is to buy a Sefer Torah or even a Chumash. Halacha 5, and Mutalaniach Sefer Torah, Algabe Sefer Torah. You can put one Sefer Torah on another Sefer Torah. It's not taking away the covet of the Sefer Torah. And there's no question that you could put a Sefer Torah on top of a printed Chumash. Chumash not printed. Chumash means only one of the five. Umanicha Machumashim on top of a Nevi'im Ksuvin. But not the reverse. Aval Eimanicha Nevi'im Ksuvin, Algabe Chumashim. You cannot put a Chumash Algabe Sefer Torah. And that was the chiddush we learned yesterday, that you are allowed to write the whole Tanakh in one scroll, even though that while you're learning from it, you will have some of the Nach on top of that. Doesn't matter. But here they're separate Sfarim. The Chenkis v'yakoidesh, even halachos or agodos, may not be thrown out. They are called Tashmishe Kedusha. Tashmishe Kedusha is something on which I said Tanakh. I stand corrected, not Tanakh. Torah is written on it. Hakameyim, amulets, sheyesh v'emanyonim shol kisvei hakoidesh. Because anything that has on it from scripture is imbued with a special amount of kedusha, and we have to be mechabedit. Halacha six. Person may not hold the Sefer Torah in his arms and enter to the Beis HaMerchitz or to the Beis HaKisa, to the Beis HaKfaris, even though it's karech b'mitpachos and it's put inside its box. Don't read from it. Or in parentheses, Today we said that since we have plumbing, so the dinim of what may not be done outside of Beis HaKisei doesn't apply nowadays. Don't hold the Sefer Torah when you're unclothed. You should know that in the Gemara, there are different statements. People confuse one with the other. There is, I may not be unclothed holding a Sefer Torah. And there's another halach, if you remember the Siyum over there, that you may not hold the Sefer Torah when the Sefer Torah is aruf. That's also disrespect. That's why the Sefer Torah right away is covered. You don't leave a Sefer Torah unclothed. For asur leishav alamita, you may not even sit down on a bed that a Sefer Torah is on. Halacha seven. Let's go to the bais. Bais does not mean a home. Guys, important. Bais means the room. A room in which there is a Sefer Torah. There are dinim, by the way, regarding the building. There are dinim about apartments that are built over as Beis HaKnesses. Many important dinim. That's what Rambam is not speaking about today. He's speaking about the room. You can't have marital relations until you take the Sefer Torah out. Or here, if you have no option, put it b'keli v'yitin ha-keli b'kliyachet. Keli b'toch keli. For the Rambam, you only need to have two kelim. For the Rambam, Sefer Torah and Tefillin are the same. And kelim b'toch kelim means that you have to make sure that they were not made four. If it was made four, then we already said that by Tefillin, it's considered only one kelim. If it was designated to house the Sefer Torah, in other words, you have a room. Think about it, an hour or an akkadish. So you can say you have the mitbuchos, which it covers. Then you have the doors. Then you have the curtain. No, they are all made for the Sefer Torah. You can also the shamash mitasim, even if it would not have been a shul. Abul Mizuli, I feel a sort of kelim zevut erzeh. They are considered one keli, and one keli is not enough. Want you to know, my friends, nowadays that the mezuzahs that people have in their bedrooms, if it's in, then the din is that's what we do is that you put the scroll in a paper that otherwise you would not have put. We said that you put it in a plastic, but if you have a mezuzah in your bedroom, take it out from the box, whether the back is transparent or not is irrelevant, and have a paper around the scroll. Now it's keli b'toch keli. And if you have no option, you can make a mechitza ten tefachim, and that's only good if you don't have another house, another room. Making a mechitza is not enough. Halacha 8, kol atmeim. Very important. Afil nidos and a goy. Mutarim le'echoy sefer Torah. They can hold the sefer Torah and they can read from it. Al pi Kabbalah, there are other inyanim. The Rambam is not writing al pi Kabbalah. The Rebbe, we follow also al pi Kabbalah held. The Rebbe used to send the sefer Torah, Simchas Torah, to the Ezra's Nashim, because the chizuk that it gives a woman, follow the halacha. There's nothing wrong if a woman is a nida would actually, he's writing, hold it, read from it, not betzibur. The Rambam says it's awesome. Everyone writes it's awesome. Kavadat zibur. That's why it's not a problem. However, you have to be physically clean. That's also covered. Halacha 9. When you see the Sefer Torah, when the Sefer Torah is being carried, you must stop and stand for it. And you have to stand until when? You can't say stand until the Sefer Torah is placed down. No. If someone is going to be holding the Sefer Torah at a certain location, then you stand until the Sefer Torah stops where it's going. Boy, when it comes to his place. Oy, or until when you cannot see it anymore. And only then can you sit down. Halacha Yud, second to last halacha. Mitzvah liyachin the Sefer Torah market. You have to designate a place for a Sefer Torah. Guys, you know how we learn Pshat? And to honor and to glorify that place. The makom in which you put the Sefer Torah, let's call that the Aron HaKodesh, that's how much honor. We're machabed the Aron HaKodesh. You know, one thing the Gemara says, by calling it the Aron HaKodesh, and never to call it an Aron, God forbid. But the Chazal have very not positive things that happen. Dvarim Shevaluchais. Why? Because you don't, the Rambam writes, because the Ten Commandments are written in it, which has to be understood on what the rest of the Sefer Torah, but the rest of the Torah is also the Word of God. Dvarim Shevaluchais Abriz, hein ein b'chol Sefer the Sefer. Now going the can I get safer toy? Don't take off your shoes in front of it. That's disrespectfully. And a chenwal roisha kamasi, never carry a safer toy on your head. Never turn your back to a safer toy. Only if the safer toy is in a location that's 10 tefachim higher or lower. So you are considered to be in a different halachic domain. Final halacha yud aleph. The safer toy imoi. The Rebbe teaches this halacha, being mekatzah the Rebbe's Torah, that this halacha is continuing about the makam of the Sefer Torah, that when you're traveling and the Rambam is writing, don't put a Sefer Torah in a bag. Don't put it on your donkey, right? And write on the donkey. What should you do? He's going to write in a second. Hold it in your heart, in your arm, right? Keneged Liboy, the Rambam is really saying that is the makam of the Sefer Torah. You become the place of the Sefer Torah. Only if you are afraid from Ganovim, if they see you that you're giving it that much cover, they'll think that it's gold. It's better than gold. And they might go up and hold you up and steal it. The im ain't shom pachad. So the makoim is you. Manichoi b'cheikoi keneged liboy. And you can ride on the animal and go. Now, va'al kol mi sheyoshu with my sefer Torah. When you're sitting in front of a sefer Torah, you have to sit b'choy b'droish b'eimu b'fachad. The Rambam concludes that the Sefer Torah has an effect on the person, similar to what he wrote about the mezuzah. And that is, Shuhu, Ho'eit, Hanem, Lechob, a scroll, Torah scroll is the witness, and it testifies not only for Yidden, for the whole world, that what, that God chose the Jewish people and gave us the Torah. Shenemar, V'hoyosham, Lechob, Le'eid. And therefore, if it is an aid and it has an effect on you, so reciprocate by yichabdeo kfi koichai and amru chachamim arishoinim. Kol amachalos haTorah, God forbid, by desecrating the Torah, including not giving honor to the Torah and to its makayim. Gufa mechol alabrius. Kol amachaberas haTorah, gufa mechubar alabrius. And indeed, now we concluded brich rachmana desayon. And tomorrow we are beginning with hilchos tzitzis.
What does it mean that women are permitted to read from the Torah in ches?
I'm sorry?
In Ches, it says that women are permitted to read from the Torah.
Because they have no chumashim sama. In other words, they learned. What did they learn from?
But not to be about Torah, just to read in it.
Oh, yeah.
They don't say that if you're neither, you can't. No, it doesn't matter.
What's the whole minig that women that are neither, they don't touch the Torah? According to the Rambam.
They wouldn't even look at it.
Rabbi, what about selling a Torah for building a mikveh? They said last night you could sell a Torah to build a mikveh.
Is getting married.
Building a mikveh. That's where it comes from.
Okay.
I didn't want to ask you. All right.
I'm not going to use this. I can't hear.